This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony, this is Tom. I called about a week ago or so and told you the story. I'm in Virginia. I had a haunting in my place, and I thought it had to do with a gold button, Civil War button, I had found near a little battlefield that was near my place. And that was back in 2002 or so. And I really didn't have any other activity until about 2013. And I was working midnight shifts, kind of moonlighting on the weekends, at a private school from midnight to 8. And what we would do, what my position was, is I'd check cars as they came in, made sure people weren't coming on that weren't supposed to come on. So I'd sat in this little hut, which was in the beginning of the driveway to the school, and I did that for 8 hours, and some nights you'd have maybe two or three people drive through. It was a really boring but cushioned job. But I had been there about 6 years and hadn't experienced anything paranormal. And then one night during my relief, a guy used to relieve me, and I'd go up and take a few winks in the security office, which was in a big building. And nobody else would have been in there. It was about 4 a.m. when I'd do this. So one night after being there about 6 years, it was about 5 degrees outside. It was in February. It was freezing. And I went up there and did my normal break and went in the office, closed the door, sat in a chair. And I immediately felt something was different. And there's a 25-watt little lamp on the desk behind me as I sat down. And that thing started flickering on and off and didn't go completely out, but was flickering. So the hairs on my arm stood up, and I just knew something was different. This is after being there for 6 years. I've never felt anything like this. And it felt so different, I started talking. And I said, "Is there anyone here in this room?" And didn't get an answer. A couple minutes went by, and I continued. Are you someone who lived here on this property or worked at this building? And so after a few minutes, the power completely went out in the building, and I'm kind of rectifying it in my head, saying, it's due to the cold, the electricity's gone down on the campus. So I looked out the window, but every other building was lit up. I mean, had at least a light on it, the corner building. And I'm like, damn, it's just this building, So it just got really creepy. And I looked at the bottom of the door leading out to the hallway, which was lit, and I saw something go by, like either a woman's long dress that went all the way down to the floor or a man in a long trench coat. And it went back and forth about two or three times. And it scared the crap out of me. And I'm like, okay. And I said, listen, if you want me out of here, I'll do that. But you have to turn on the lights. And before I got it out of my mouth, the light came back on. And I hauled ass out of there faster than my feet could take me. But the next week was the first week I started doing paranormal investigation, and I've done it ever since. And I brought a camera and a voice recorder, and I set the camera outside the door on this table that faced the door, and went in the office again. I was in there about 20 minutes. I didn't catch anything in the office, but when I came back out to get the camera, I picked up the camera, went down the stairs, and of course I didn't play anything until I got home. When I played it back, as I picked up the camera, you could hear a woman kind of going, like I bumped into her or something. It was the strangest thing, and I've got this on tape. And then as I turned to go down the stairs, I got my first ever real voice EVP, and it was a woman that said, "I hear you," and just this real kind of far away, like lost voice. It was almost sad in a way. And she just said, I hear you. And since then, I worked another like 6 years there and got a ton of EVPs and orbs and stuff. I never saw anything visually, except in one recording. I think there's like, I do see something up in the ceiling near fan that looks like a little shadow moving across the ceiling, but that was about it. But I've since then, you know, whenever I get a chance, go out and do some paranormal investigations. And I've got one 20-minute tape from a graveyard nearby that's probably got 20 to 25 different voices on it. It's the craziest thing I've ever taped. And maybe someday I'll tell you that story. All right, thanks a lot, man. I love your show. Just started listening to it, and I'm addicted. So take care.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.